I've been using the same person for a while, and she's out of the country, and she's coming back on Saturday. And she says, I'll do your hair Saturday night, but I'm not waiting. Because Saturday night, I have a performance.
Oh, your gig that you...
You think I want to go to a gig with Gray? Look at me, I'm 50.
Oh, Judy, I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah.
I got the nerves. Oh, my God, that was incredible news. I got your...
Well, you know, it's I'm working on this. You know, it doesn't have to fall in my lap. It's that I'm actually making these persistent calls. You know, they don't even know who I am. I could, they didn't audition me. I could be horrible. The guy actually said to me, can I ask you a question? And I said, okay. You think your show, there's nothing profane or you understand. I go, of course you got to ask me that. Don't worry.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, your hair looks great.
It really looks
cute. Yeah, you're out there performing. I mean, when you told me you played in front of 3,000 people, I want that massage.
Oh.
I want them to massage my vocal cords.
Oh, God, I hear you. Boy, what a gig. Yeah, that was actually a blues gig, believe it or not.
3,000 people.
Yeah, it was outside on a lawn. They have a band shell, orchestras play out there and stuff like that. And, so yeah, it was a blues festival. And I didn't even consider myself to be a blues singer, but I took on this gig just to kind of like you challenge myself and study blues singers and listen to them and listen to the history of it and really develop appreciation. I like to develop appreciations for different styles and different what people, you know, like you like kind of open your mind, change your mind about stuff, you know, and see what happens. Oh, and I just realized on the way here that I didn't get that text from you about for the first time in so long.
You know what? I held myself back. I figured, you know, I can only do so much. I gotta save it.
Your weekends are becoming kind of crammed now with the Friday and the Saturday. And then you went Monday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You were recording on the weekend. You've been still doing that like on Thursdays or something for the past 2 weeks?
I'm doing it tomorrow and then I'm going again on Sunday. I'm doing two times again this week. And it's killing me. I want to fix the vocals. I did a rushed vocal. And he didn't like my vocals last week. He said, you're just not doing it today. Today's not a good day for you. And I don't know what the problem was. I didn't think
did
it
you
was
agree
bad.
With him? Oh.
No, actually, I listened to one of the tracks. I go, please, I want something to take home, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't that bad. But I'm so theatrical. I'm listening to my voice, and it's like, I've written a song. I mean, I feel like I'm on a stage. Yeah, that's my style. If I'm doing a song, I sound like I'm going to cry or I'm going to. Yeah, so this is my new thing. And so if I can redo it less theatrical, I brought my player with me. So
you want to be less theatrical.
Yeah, I don't know how people want to hear that. And especially, I do the ho, ho, ho.
All the H's.
I got it. And then I thought, how do I replace it? Do I go you know.
Yeah, let's take a sample of one of those.
I need
a couple of those. Okay, so let's go right into that when we get done.
Okay, let's warm up.
Your hair is so cute and funky.
You know what? I'm just working on the comedy stuff. It's everything.
Oh, you really are?
No. Well, I was thinking this morning I got butterflies in my stomach, but butterflies are my thing, so it makes sense. Right? And then I'm playing.
There's nothing funny about your look, okay? No, I don't know where you were going with that comedy in your hair, but I mean.
When I was performing on Friday, these people were talking, and I'm in the middle of a song. Do you know, I stopped my song. I stopped singing, and I go, excuse me. I don't want to be a background singer, you know? I know. I
have
so much nerve. Yeah.
Oh,
but
my God.
You're in a coffee area.
Oh, my God.
And now I'm like thinking
how many times I wanted to do that in my life.
I have such nerve.
And so what did they do? What happened?
They said, oh, okay, and then they talk softer. I'm like, go away.
You missed the point.
No.
Well, that's Judy. Wow, talk about big ones.
I know. Life is busy. Life is
big kahunas.
I don't know. You know what? This whole thing about.
No, I mean, you got them.
I got them?
Yeah, big balls. That was like incredible. Is this taping?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you have so much you can use against me.
Against you? I don't know if people want to hear this. This is what happens when you get too old to worry about what people think. I mean, I'm out there and I'm getting hot flashes. I'm telling you, I think I need a sweatband because I'm going to like, I can feel the heat rise. I'm like, how do you sing and be a normal? And when I'm done singing, I can hardly move my, like, you're supposed to have a tired voice after you're done.
You can feel it.
I can
feel
it.
Yeah, you'll definitely feel like you've used a muscle. Even when you're doing it correctly, if you've been doing it a while, you will feel like it's being used.
Okay, that's what I felt. And I sang a song that was low mid-set, and I couldn't hit the low notes.
Oh.
I started to croak, and I was like, it's coming.
Did you say that?
What do I do?
Did you say that out loud?
I tried to do it higher, and I was off pitch. I go, I can't sing that song.
remember what song that was also?
Yeah. It was If.
If.
If a picture paints a thousand.
Do you know what key you're doing in it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we'll warm up and we'll take both of those two things that we just mentioned and that
okay.
If thing. I want to see
okay.
what you're doing.
Oh, and I'm ready to belt.
You're ready to belt.
I'm ready. I want to belt.
Oh, yes. So what were we talking about? Okay, so we have the three things.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. We're going to start with this. This is going to be...